All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Good Together, the podcast that inspires you to create change in the world every day. Keep listening for actionable tips and tricks to incorporate eco-friendly practices into your daily life.
We've been featured by Apple as the number one podcast for conscious consumers, and we can't wait to welcome you into our community of changemakers. I'm Lisa.
And I'm Laura. We're the founders of Brightly.eco, the new platform for conscious consumers. We believe in supporting all creatures, great and small.
And our team of experts show you how to live and shop responsibly by sharing world-changing lifestyle ideas, products, and more. To read show notes from Good Together and to browse all of the planet-friendly goodness that we feature, head to brightly.eco/podcast.
And to help spread the word about the podcast, tap on this episode and share Good Together with your friends and family. A simple text message helps us grow and create change around the world.
Laura, you've probably heard me talk all the time about my love for Sheets and Giggles. I've been sleeping on their new sustainable eucalyptus sheets for the past 3 months straight. I recommend them 1,000%. Every week, I wash them and put them back on the bed right away. They're my go-to sheets. All of my other sheets, even the ethical ones, are taking a long break.
After hearing you rave about them for so long, I finally got to try their new eucalyptus comforter. I'm a weirdo. I really like having a comforter on my bed all the time, even in the middle of the summer, and I haven't been waking up hot when I've been using this one from Sheets and Giggles. It's a great ethical and sustainable alternative to the down one we used to use that's now sitting on our guest bed. Another thing I love about Sheets and Giggles is that they don't use plastic packaging, and their materials don't use pesticides, so they're kind to our animal and insect friends.
They also plant a tree for each sheet set that is sold, and they are passionate about giving back. They give 10% off to their customers who donate their old sheets to homeless shelters and have donated over $40,000 to Colorado COVID relief.
That's awesome. Good Together listeners get 15% off by using the code BRIGHTLY at sheetsandgiggles.com.
Mother's Day is just around the corner. Friendly PSA, it's on Sunday, May 9th. And besides being a great reminder to celebrate the most important women in your life, it is also a day when we as consumers spend a lot of money. In this episode, Laura and I share our favorite April's eco product finds and give you creative ideas for waste-free and planet-friendly Mother's Day gifts. Laura.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I'm excited to do another of our favorite kind of episode series, right? Our eco-friendly picks and products. And right now we are in April and we are less than a month away from the second biggest holiday of the year, I guess, after Christmas, of course. It's Mother's Day. And yeah, I just wanted to share, you guys know me, whenever we talk about this high spending holidays, I love to share with you some data numbers. And on average, according to National Retail Federation, people are planning to spend $205 on Mother's Day gifts and celebrations. So that's not a little for a population of the US. And so there's going to be a lot of spending. And as a reminder, every dollar you spend is a vote for the kind of world you want to live in. So let's get into our favorite products curated by Laura and I.
Yeah. And I feel like Mother's Day, I mean, it's just totally depending on your family, like how much you celebrate it. Growing up, I think we did more for my mom when I was like at home, but I'm excited to, you know, I always love to send flowers that are from eco-friendly brands. So we can talk about that a little bit, but we're also going to talk about like some of our favorite physical stuff. So yeah, you want to get us started, Lisa?
Yeah. Starting with our favorite category, you guys know already, it's kitchen. So yeah, one of the things that I have been really experimenting with this past year is trying different olive oils. You know, we're cooking a lot. Olive oil, especially extra virgin olive oil, is extremely, extremely healthy. You can actually cook with it pretty much anything unless you like deep frying. There is kind of a myth that, you know, obviously you should not be using it at very high temperatures, but actually most of the day-to-day cooking, you're not using this extremely high temperatures that you cannot use olive oil. And again, olive oil, extra virgin one, is one of the most healthy olive oil options that you can have. And yeah, one of the most recent olive oils that I've tried is from Thrive Market. Thrive Market, you probably heard us talk about them on our socials, on the podcast as well. It's a great option it's kind of one place, one-stop shop for anything eco-friendly. Kind of, I think about them as a eco-friendly pantry option.
Yeah, absolutely.
They do require a membership, but my favorite part about them, the prices are very reasonable. You can find your favorite eco-friendly brands and products actually cheaper on Thrive than on the brand side themselves. But most importantly, they have this one-for-one program that, you know, for each membership that you buy or you get for yourself, they give a free membership to a family, a person in need, a veteran, first responder and stuff like that. So, but again, check out other olive oil brands. If you want to support your local stores, you know, definitely do that. And another, if you kind of want to splurge a little bit, you can even combine an olive oil with kind of a luxury spice or salt sets. And you guys don't need us to remind you, our favorite kind of spice brand recently has been Burlap and Barrel. So check them out as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And on the theme of sort of membership-based, you know, clean eating, eco-friendly eating, you know, options, another option that we love is Public Goods. So Public Goods is one of our first kind of Rightly partners, but they also have amazing pantry staples and basics. One of the things that I know you and I both love, Lisa, is their ramen. It's so
yes, my
good.
Husband is upset. I have
this
to stop
reminds
him from
me,
eating it.
Yeah, no, it's so good. It reminds me I need to order more of it because it's so good. They have like the spicy kind. What kind does it mean like?
So I think the only one I've seen recently when I bought it last time was the sesame one.
Okay, so maybe they're out of the spicy one because I used to order
yeah,
that.
But so then I've tried both and both of them are great. Yeah. And then you can, as you said in one previous episode, if you have some other condiments, you can add sriracha or I love to add my own soy sauce to it too.
Yeah, or like last month's episode, I mentioned Fly by Jing, which is so
yes.
good on this ramen. So it's amazing. I actually gifted a Public Goods membership to my grandmother a few Christmases ago, and she loved it. So it was like she lives, you know, at the time she kind of lived in a place where she didn't have as close access to groceries. So it was actually really helpful for her to be able to get staples and things delivered to her. So we love Public Goods. They actually have really tasty snacks, tea, what have you. So love that as a gift.
Yeah, and pretty affordable. And I believe if you try code Brightly, it will still work and give you like 25% off your first order or something like that. When in doubt, always try code Brightly just in case.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about home. Again, we're still spending tons of time at home. But one of the brands I think we've definitely shared on our gift guide around holidays, but I don't think we've talked about them on the podcast, is Otherland Candles. Mm-hmm. Otherland is a woman-owned brand. They're very, very kind of hot right now and very deservedly so. If you go to their website, their candles and like the way the packaging is done, it's absolutely gorgeous. And they're scents are so unique. It's one, I'm looking at their most recent kind of spring awakening collection. Like they have three scents and one of them is like ruby root. It has sugar beets, grass and ginger. There's also purple petals, extra hour. They have like kind of funky creative name for their scents, but I did appreciate when I was ordering, I ordered like 6 or 9 of them last holiday season. I gifted most of them, but I kept quite a few of them for myself. but I do appreciate that, you know, they have these funky names for the scents, but then they explain the actual ingredients. So you know, you are ordering a candle online, which was my first experience doing so. But their packaging is gorgeous. It just makes such a high-end gift, which... And of course, they're also soy-based candles, which is good, right? It's important. And they do have, at least when I was checking out last time, they did have an eco-friendly packaging option. So I do encourage you to use that one if it's available. Because of course, during the holiday season, it was sold out. But maybe if, especially if you plan your gifting and buy your Mother's Day gifts, that's a reminder for me and for all of you guys. We're still in the pandemic. Businesses are still, you know, struggling with operations. So just like in holidays, reminder to shop early for your Mother's Day gifts if you're ordering online. So yeah, check them out. Otherland Candles. They have really kind of strong, nice smells. Except for Yankee candles, I honestly haven't found a candle that has a nice, strong smell. And I was really looking for more eco-friendly options to support. And yeah, they burn for a while. And the packaging is gorgeous and you can reuse them. We have like a ton of different content pieces on brightly.ego and on our social, how to reuse your candle jars creatively as well.
Yeah. And, you know, Mother's Day is May 9th. So when we say shop early, definitely keep that date in mind. And I love that Lisa is a fan of Otherland. I haven't had a chance to try them out myself, but I know that she's a huge fan, as she just mentioned. I'm kind of a candle hoarder. So like people give me candles and then I just like never burn them because I don't want them to be used up. I'm so weird with that. So I also like PF Candle Supply, which is amazing. They're another women-owned business, you know, also use soy and natural scents. So I love them as well. In terms of another home recommendation in general, we've probably talked about this company before, but it's called The Little Market. It was founded by Lauren from The Hill. Lauren Conrad. But wait, what was it called? The Hills, right?
I don't know.
Oh man, had to go, kind of reach back there. But yes, Lauren Conrad, Elsie, she founded The Little Market, and it is a beautiful place to get home goods that are created by artisans, right? And Lisa, I know that you love Little Market too, right?
Yeah. So it's a nonprofit too, which is, you know, great. And then it's a woman founded. Hannah is the second co-founder. They are members of the Fair Trade Federation. I personally have met some of the artisan groups that they work with, and one in Morocco especially. So yeah, and their product designs are absolutely gorgeous. Check them out. It's a great brand and cost to support.
Yeah. And you know, they've got some beautiful pillows. They also have candles. So if you're stuck on what to buy, definitely check them out. And the next thing we wanted to talk about was clean beauty sets. So I feel like if you're really stuck on what to buy for your mom, you cannot go wrong with a beauty set. So like typically they're like almost like sample size, but they package them up in usually beautiful containers that people can reuse. And most of the time they're composed of bestsellers. So Lisa and I talked a lot about like making sure when you're buying from a new beauty brand, like check out those bestsellers, because I think that'll be the best way for you to experience the brand. But we have a few beauty brands that we love. So one that I love to call out because I'm obsessed with them and I know that they have amazing cute gift sets is Pharmacy Beauty. So it's spelled like farm, like Pharmacy, Pharmacy Beauty. And they are just harvesting ingredients directly from local farms. They give back to bee conservation. you know, bee conservation groups, and the products themselves work super well. I actually am using, they have this really hydrating oil that I use right now that's called Holy, it's called like the Holy Grail oil or something like that, but it's great. And I actually was able to try a lot of their products through one of these gift sets. So highly recommend Pharmacy Beauty. You guys also know that I love Tata Harper. She is definitely on the pricey end. And if you listen to the episode that I recorded with her, she kind of goes into why it's so pricey and in sort of how that all kind of gets computed, if you will. But love Tata. You can't go wrong with her stuff. This episode is brought to you by Real Paper, tree-free toilet paper made from 100% bamboo.
Our community has been asking us about paper-free swaps for items around the house, so this alternative to traditional toilet paper is right up our alley. I don't know about you, Laura, but I always run out of toilet paper.
Me too, and I love that Real Paper delivers direct to your home while also using plastic-free packaging. It makes stuff so much easier. Also, while you probably haven't considered the environmental impact of your bathroom habits, unfortunately, over 27,000 trees are flushed down the toilet every day across the world.
That's a lot of waste. And by using paper that comes from bamboo, you're supporting a product made out of renewable, eco-friendly resource. It's also super soft, and I couldn't tell a difference between the 100% bamboo paper and what I'm used to.
Good Together listeners get 25% off your first order by using code BRIGHTLY at realpaper.com. That's REELpaper.com. Hey, Lisa, did you know that every year 10 billion disposable razors are thrown into trash around the world? I never thought about the amount of waste I was generating every time I shaved my legs.
Yes, I remember we've discovered this staggering fact last year, and ever since then, me and you have been on the hunt for a sustainable plastic-free razor.
The tricky part for me, though, and I know a lot of our community members feel the same way, is that safety razors can be very intimidating to use. I was literally scared when I first shaved with a safety razor.
Same, but we finally found the perfect option, haven't we? Leaf Shave has created the world's first multi-blade pivoting head safety razor that makes your shaving experience almost identical to the one with a plastic razor.
Leaf Shave is certified carbon neutral, and they package and ship 100% plastic free as well. My favorite part about their Leaf razor is that it accepts up to 3 blades so that you can decide how close of a shave you want. Once you're done with the blades, you can send them back to Leaf to recycle responsibly as scrap metal.
This makes shaving plastic-free easier, safer, and faster than I've ever experienced. But if, unlike us, you're a total pro and not intimidated by safety razors, Leaf also has a more budget-friendly option, their Twig razor. Check it out.
Good Together listeners get 5% off by using the code BRIGHTLY at leafshave.com/brightly. That's LEAFSHAVE.com/brightly.
Oh my God, Laura, I just had my favorite vegan lunch ever. It was a green Thai curry.
That sounds amazing, but what's your secret? I feel like plant-based meals have always been a pipe dream for me. I've been trying to cut down on my meat consumption, but I really don't have time to think up and prepare filling, tasty vegan meals.
Same here. I've been participating in a vegan cooking challenge with the Brightly community, and I feel like I've totally failed. Seriously. I feel like I've learned so many more meatless recipes this year, but when it comes to vegan cooking, I'm still very much intimidated. So when Thistle reached out to us, it was the perfect timing.
Thistle's plant-forward meals are seriously tasty and are delivered ready to go on your doorstep. Right now, they're just on the West Coast, but they're adding more locations. Anyway, I was really surprised at how filling and super creative the meals are. The spices and the sauces they include are really unique and tasty.
I loved how fresh everything was as well, given that it's mostly vegetable-based. Laura, I know both you and I love to cook, especially during the pandemic, but it's been a great addition to our weekly routines. It's a quick alternative to takeout lunches between Zoom calls.
Absolutely. Thistle is plant-based eating on autopilot. You don't even have to think about it, and bam, you're eating better for the planet. Good Together listeners can get $100 off with the code BRIGHTLY at thistle.co. That's thistle.co.
Yeah, no, as you guys heard, I love Tata's products too. And I feel like if maybe if you don't think you should be buying super expensive stuff for yourself, it's definitely worth investment, even if you're buying products for your mom. As I understand, Tata has a lot of like kind of anti-aging serums, mm-hmm. creams, and yeah, the quality is amazing. And then another brand you also heard us talk about is Alpine Beauty. It has wild-crafted ingredients from Jackson Hole, Wyoming. We know the founder Kendra. She's great. I've tried almost most of her products at this point. And yeah, I was looking at her website. I wanted to kind of give a shout out. I don't think she has sets. Well, actually, no, she has a set. There is a bundle. And of course, with bundles, a reminder for all of you guys, it can be a full-size bundle or a sample bundle. Obviously, if you're not familiar with the brand, try a sample first. But you also get great savings. So like this bundle I'm looking at, Alpine, it's a $294 value, but you get it for $220. And that's like five different products. So Alpine Beauty is kind of like midway in terms of their pricing. And both Laura and I love it. And yeah, another thing that I wanted to mention, a lot of her stuff like got awards. So I know, Laura, you love their eye balm, yes. right? Mm-hmm. It has like 2019 Birdie Eco Beauty Awards, their new polishing peel that was one of the most recent products of theirs, already got a Shape Beauty Award. The Survival Serum that was recommended by another Clean Beauty founder to us, that has a Lure Award, and the Cleanser, which I haven't tried the Cleanser yet, it also has 2020 Birdie Award. So clearly Kendra knows what she's doing. It's amazing. And they, of course, have, you know, all of the certifications you're looking for, 1% for the planet, cruelty-free, and things like that. And again, the most important thing about clean beauty, if it works, right? But of course, check that it works for you first.
Absolutely. So we want to kind of go into saying giftable fashion items.
Yes, giftable fashion. Love this brand. The brand is called MZ Fair Trade. It's a woman-owned brand as well. And of course, what's near and dear to me is that the artisans that this company is working with, it's both men and women, but they are based in Oaxaca, Mexico, where I've been multiple times. I work with artisans there as well from my previous company. And it's just such high quality. So their bags, Laura, I don't remember if you have one.
Yes, I do. Yep.
So it's like the one that I have, it's made from leather, but the artisanal part, right, is it's made from wool, right? And it's like hand woven piece. And so it looks, I also have rugs from Oaxaca. So like your bag is not going to look like rug, but it has like this very kind of signature look.
It's beautiful.
Like Zapotec.
They're beautiful. Yeah, I get compliments on mine all the time when I wear it.
Because you can see, and I've been seeing this all around San Francisco before the pandemic, you will recognize these bags, kind of signature Zapotec artisanal style. It's the artistry form that has been passed down from generation to generation.
Yep.
And again, this company is also a member of the Fair Trade Federation. I've met their team. They're amazing. And they do have discounts quite often, actually. So if you sign up for their newsletter, be on the lookout for that too.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love their, and they of course, they also have really cool, in addition to the totes, they have those accessories too. So if you're not looking to
clutches and things like that.
Yeah, love them. The pick that I had for giftable fashion was a company called Genesee. So we'll link to them in our show notes, of course. But the thing that is so cool about Genesee is they make both optical glasses and sunglasses. So I think the sunglasses would be the giftable item. And they're actually made of recycled plastic that is coming out of Flint, Michigan. So they're literally using the plastic that is required by the residents to use water out of, because they have, you know, they still don't have clean drinking water in parts of Flint. So people have to get most of their water from bottles or boxes, which is insane. And that, you know, that we've got to work on fixing that. This community has been affected by that for entirely too long. But the founders of Genesee, after they heard about what was going on in Flint, figured, why don't we see if we can make a product from all of the plastic waste that's going on there? Because you can imagine if you had to get most of your potable water from plastic, you'd be having a ton of it, right? So they decided to make glasses out of it. So I have a pair of Genesee glasses. The founders did gift them to us, which was super nice. But they're really cute. They come in a bunch of different colors. They do, I think they just have one frame style, but it's one that's like pretty unisex and looks good on everyone. But I think it would be a great gift. And especially if your mom likes the story behind why something was created, I think that's just like so impactful, right?
Yes, exactly. So we've met the founders virtually, of course, just recently. They're great. It's a woman-owned and Black-owned company as well. And, you know, we've been kind of doing recently research on sunglasses in general. What is the most eco-friendly sunglasses option? And quite honestly, I can't find a better option than Genesee, especially if you consider the environmental impact of, you know, a lot of sunglasses, even if they're eco-friendly, actually are made in China, but these ones are locally made. I think there is like one tiny, I don't know, bolt or something is made in Italy. That's kind of, Italy's famous for sunglasses, whatever, materials or something, but everything else is made locally in Flint, Michigan. And it's, you know, that makes, reduces the negative impact of your purchase quite hugely. And again, woman-owned, Black-owned, recycled materials. Basically, it's like the perfect company, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So definitely check them out for yourself or for your mom. We love that. So the last piece we wanted to talk about was flowers and gardening, because I think most people like to think about that when they think about their mom, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the Mother's Day, yeah, it's probably one, maybe, I don't know, I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but probably if you think about buying flowers, Mother's Day will be the second biggest sales day for flower companies after Valentine's Day, I'm guessing, in the US, of course. I've talked about air plants before, and just in our March episode, you can also buy potted flowers too. I don't remember if I've mentioned that on previous episodes, but my favorite flower for if you want to have freshly cut flowers is Alstroemeria. And it kind of looks like almost like a mini lily. But why I love it so much, because it stays fresh for like 2-3 weeks. It's amazing.
Yeah.
When, you know, roses or tulips, they just barely stay a week. So that's why I love them so much. But I bought a couple of years ago, I bought a potted Alstroemeria and I still have it. And such an easy to take care of plant. I basically have it in the garden in the big pot for multiple years, and it just grows and grows, and I really don't have to do anything else. And you can obviously have it inside your home as well. So sorry, it's a shout out to Alstroemeria.
Yeah. And if you're thinking about cut flowers too, a company that I love is called Books, thebooks.com. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I like them is they are, you know, innovators in the packaging that they send the flowers in. So everything is recyclable. They also are not a middleman. So most of the places that you buy flowers from act as middlemen, right? Like they are,
yes,
you know, working through a system that's really quite damaging to the environment. But the Books folks have their own, they work directly with farmers themselves. So they're closer to the farmers, and they are, you can go on their website to learn more about their sustainability, but they have some beautiful bouquets. So if you're going to go cut flowers and you need to get them shipped, definitely check out Books.
I love them. Yeah, I'm looking at the website right now. It's amazing. And yeah, lastly, I wanted to give a shout out to all the gardeners or wannabe gardeners like me. Gardeners.com is where I bought a few products for my garden last year. I bought like kind of mini greenhouses, which you can DIY from plastic bottles, quite honestly. There, I also bought tomato covers. Basically, they have everything from gloves to tools, anything that you need for your garden, seeds, of course. But the one thing that I actually realized after I already made a purchase from them, they're also a B Corp too, which I didn't expect that. They're pretty well known in big corporation. If your mother, grandmother, sister, girlfriend is into gardening, definitely check them out, for they will have thousands and thousands of options for you.
Yeah, love it. Well, I hope that our listeners come away from this episode with a few more gifting ideas than they might have had originally for Mother's Day. Of course, as we mentioned, you know, we do occasionally get gifted products by brands, so we did call that out when mentioned. But one of the great things that, you know, we get exposed to in this job is so many brands, so many products. So you can bet whether something we went out and bought ourselves or was gifted, if we're recommending it to you, it's because we really do truly think it's the best. So we love these eco picks. I love doing these episodes. The community has responded really positively. So Lisa, you want to tell people where they can kind of connect with us further if they want to?
Yeah, of course. So of course, all of this information and links to the brands and with coupon codes, if we have them, again, this is mostly organic shout outs that will be on our website on brightly.eco. From the same show notes, we will definitely make sure to link back to our last year's episode, where I think it was a longer episode with even more brands for you to choose from. But yeah, we'd love to hear from you guys on Instagram, on our social, on our Brightly app, if you guys remember, or not there yet. Would love to hear what kind of creative options for gifts for Mother's Day you have, because I'm sure tons of our community members will be very creative with some DIY projects too.
Great. Well, thanks, Lisa. This is fun.
Thanks.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of Good Together. As always, you can get show notes and explore lots more content related to all things eco-friendly living by checking out brightly.eco/podcast.
And don't forget to join in on the conversation that's happening on our Facebook group. Simply search Good Together Ethical Shopping and it'll come up. You can also leave us a question through voicemail. The link is on brightly.eco/podcast.
If you're into social media, give us a follow on Instagram, Facebook, and all of the channels. Our username is brightly.eco.
Finally, we want to leave you with a reminder. Every day is a chance for you to create change, and you're already covered for today since you joined us here on the podcast. Stay kind and live brightly.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.